Osiris, the West Wing is on fire. If Millie is burning those lessons again, the gods save her! Adeline yelled, appearing from her study pale and harassed. A small face peeped out from the folds of her skirts, looking wide-eyed at his father as Adeline tried to pry his fingers from the cloth. Raven, please let go for a moment. Cyrus chuckled, laying a hand on her shoulder.
I will go, darling. Go rest. You still look peaky.
Adeline ran a hand through her dark locks and glared at her husband, her jade eyes sparking, and he raised his hands in protest.
Still beautiful, just peaky.
He grinned, tweaking his son's nose as he backed away with a wink at her.
I will go wrangle our little fire starter.
He found the culprit quickly, the smoke billowing from the small lavatory a beacon to her whereabouts. He leaned against the stone wall with a bemused look on his face for a while, watching his daughter angrily rip out the pages of her workbook and shove them down the flaming toilet with angry grunts, muttering under her breath. He straightened to his full, impressive height and leaned over her shoulder silently, peering into the blue flames that fast engulfed the wooden seat and climbed slowly across the carved wooden basin next to it.
I can still see a bit of the number lessons to the right there. Needs a bit more fire, sweetheart.
The tattered remains of the book flew upwards as she jumped, and he caught it deftly as Amelia squeaked in surprise and spun to face him.
I was, but it's all Kestrel's fault, Father. She's just so mean.
Amelia's small nose wrinkled, her dark brows descending in a scowl. The miniature of her mother, except for the stunning blue eyes with silver highlights that glowed softly as if backlit, her father's eyes. She stamped, glaring at him, and he chuckled, nodding soberly at her.
Cranky nursemaids and number lessons. I sympathize entirely,
he said, pulling her away slightly as the blue flames licked higher and singed the edge of a hanging tapestry.
But I would really appreciate it if from now on you took your anger out on them in the lower level lavatories, sweetheart. Now we have to traipse all the way downstairs until this is fixed.
He raised a brow at her. Amelia looked at her feet, shuffling under his gaze.
Sorry, Father, I just got so mad.
He grinned, reaching a hand around her. Frost snaked out across the burning wood, smothering the flames as it passed them, and then guttered, whispering out as the flames reclaimed their space. Cyrus frowned, sighing, and stepped around Amelia to reach for the faucet and pour water into the bowl of the basin and quickly splashed it with his large hands over the fire, putting it out with a hiss. He turned and picked Amelia up with a grunt, flinging the book out the open window with a flourish and winked at her.
I didn't see any lesson books, did you?
Amelia shook her head vehemently, her black curls cascading around her, and then frowned, taking his palm and squinting at it.
What happened to your gift? It didn't work right.
I'm just a bit tired, sweetheart.
He smiled at her.
Never too tired for this, though.
He cupped a hand over her small one, and she grinned, wriggling slightly in anticipation until he lifted it again. A tiny ice figurine lay in her palm, exquisite in its detail, before melting away from the heat of her hand.
What was that one?
Amelia breathed, still looking at the puddle in her palm.
We haven't got one of those here.
That, sweetheart, was a silky,
he rumbled, kissing the top of her head and placing her gently down by the huge front doors.
A long time ago, I fought in a war where our kind soared high above the clouds on them. Beautiful beasts. I will tell you and Raven all about them tonight at bedtime. But right now, your mother needs a nice, strong cup of tea and a foot rub. Why don't you run along to the pool? And once I have done that, I will bring Raven out and we will go for a swim, yes?
Oh, yes,
Amelia nodded eagerly, hugging his leg quickly.
It won't be too long.
I'll be right there.